In his letter, Lauer, who previously admitted to extramarital affairs, says his decision to remain quiet about the accusations has been a mistake. For 2 years, the women with whom I had extramarital relationships have abandoned shared responsibility and instead shielded themselves from blame behind false allegations. They've avoided having a look at a boyfriend, husband, or child in the eye and say, I cheated. They've done enormous damage in the process, and I will no longer provide them the shelter of my silence, he wrote. For her part, Nevels responded, I'm not afraid of him now, regardless of his threats, bullying, and the shaming and predatory tactics I knew he would and now has tried to use against me. Nevels, who also revealed in the book that she suffered from post-traumatic stress disorder and has attempted suicide since filing her complaint, further said, there's the Matt Lauer that millions of Americans watched on TV every morning for 2 decades. And there's the Matt Lauer who this morning attempted to bully a former colleague into silence. His open letter was a case study in victim blaming. While Lauer vehemently denies the accusations, his statements seem to have struck the wrong note with some former supporters. A one-time member of Lauer's inner circle says, a lot of people, who certainly had some sympathy for him and still hoped the best for him, are now just completely appalled by not only what is being alleged, but also, maybe even more so, by the way he chose to respond to it. Lauer knew he had the upper hand in terms of power dynamic when it came to these women and to their futures at NBC, and to now attempt to play ignorant about the fact is beyond insulting. If you think he wasn't consciously exploiting that factor, ask yourself why the women coming forward were all junior to him and all within NBC. This is one of the most powerful, dynamic, wealthiest men in New York City media circles, and there's not an aspiring actress, musician, lawyer, model in the bunch. He knew what to make his prey, and he stuck to it. Farrell's book also claims that NBC knew about Lauer's misconduct long before his firing and took steps to cover it up, including handing out hush money to multiple victims and even going so far as to squash a report Farrell was working on for NBC News to expose allegations against Harvey Weinstein in 2017. Lauer's attorney, Elizabeth M. Locke, responded in a statement, in 25 years at NBC, Matt Lauer did not have a single complaint brought to his attention until November 28, 2017. On October 14, NBC News President Noah Oppenheim released a company-wide memo disputing Farrell's claims of a cover-up by Line and reiterated that the network first officially heard of complaints in 2017 and responded swiftly with Lauer's firing. We have no secrets and nothing to hide, they said.